Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
All right, Talk Radio Countdown Show on the air for the week of February the 15th, the 19th. Doug Steffen here with Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. The predominant conversation this week certainly will focus on Rush Limbaugh and the fact that he passed. That's going to affect a great deal of our conversation because Michael and I both have lots of recollections. He's been on the, the front seat of this, does interviews. Well, I'll have him tell you the story. The countdown here presented as a part of the DJV show. The people listening to the DJV program have their first shot, if you will, at listening to Michael and I talk about it. This is a program that airs around the country all weekend long on lots of stations. They carry the DJV program. It's sort of an ancillary thing. So you can keep up with what's going on by listening to the countdown every week at this time. Top 10 stories of the week, top 10 the people on the list that are being discussed most on the news talk stations as the research becomes prominent. Go to talkers.com. You can find the charts and lots of stories about talk radio hosts. And as I said, this week, most of it has been devoted to Rush Limbaugh. So we'll connect with Michael Harrison in a moment, go through the lists, and then we're off to the races when thinking about Limbaugh and his impact and what you're all thinking, certainly about his passing, which was not unexpected by any stretch of the imagination. Meantime, I want to talk about, you know, Limbaugh had a lot of problems with his lungs, and you may have a lot of problems with your lungs, too, if you don't keep your nostrils, your nose clean. Nasal problems lead to, you know, everything comes into your body through your nose and or your eyes. Some people say, well, I breathe through my mouth. Now, no, it doesn't quite work that way. Your nose is really the most important part of, it's the gateway for all the things coming into your body. And we all know how frightening it can be when you look at what people have been inhaling. The viruses certainly are the number one thing, the number one focus. So I'm going to suggest that you repeat something every day, in the morning and at night. Use the Navage, N-A-V-A-G-E, Navage system. It's a, you can go online to Navage.com, you can order it, you can bring it, you can pick it up, or you can have it shipped to you, and use it according to the directions. It's so easy, it only takes a few seconds to clean all of the things that are in your nose that have gotten there through the night or through the day. When you brush your teeth in the morning and at night, use Navage to clean out the mucus and the other things that are right in there, remove it so that it can't be a problem. It's really a fantastic way. Sort of, it's the big gorilla of cleaning your nose is the Navage system. Everybody can use it in the family, so take my advice. Get the airways clean and keep them that way so you don't get a cold or a flu or pneumonia or whatever it is. It's very easily found, as I said. Navage.com is the website. You're going to look for the Navage system, N-A-V-A-G-E, and then, you know, if you're older especially, it's something that a lot of older folks need to have because they've got asthma and COPD and bronchitis, you know, that kind of stuff. If you've been a smoker or a vapor, very important as well. Everybody can use it every day. Use it in the morning and night. I recommend it highly. It's the Navage system at Navage.com. Did you know that MyPillow is about more than just a fantastic pillow? MyPillow has given the same attention that they've given to their pillows now to towels and sheets. The proprietary technology in each MyPillow towel makes them highly effective because they're absorbent, soft to the touch, no lotiony feel to them. Each Giza sheet also is made with the world's best cotton, making it ultra-soft and breathable. The sateen weave gives them a luxurious finish and will have you sleeping like a dream. Every product is available in a variety great colors and sizes, machine washable, durable, comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Visit MyPillow.com to learn more about it. Right now, for all of the listeners to the DJV programs, all six-piece towel sets and Giza sheets are buy one, get one free. Just use the promo code DJV at checkout. That's MyPillow.com, code DJV, for buy one, get one free on all six-piece towel sets and the Giza Dream Sheets.
Have you gained the quarantine 15? Or maybe it's 20, 30, or even more by now? Well, you can get your weight back on track by using Calitrin. Just listen to what everyone is saying.
My name is Jessica. I'm from the state of Texas, and I've been taking Calitrin. I take it both for weight loss and for the health benefits. I have lost 50 pounds, and I take it every night to help me sleep, and I feel I'm better rested in the morning after I've taken it.
My name is John. I am from Lafayette, Louisiana, and I have lost 59 pounds on Calitrin.
Hi, this is Beth from Texas, and I've been using Calitrin and found that it has improved my life immeasurably. I use it for arthritis pain. The pain is gone. I am able to get up in the morning and move around without any discomfort.
Calitrin is drug-free, stimulant-free, and has a huge 86% success rate with 90 days. Check out Calitrin's big sale at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
Exercising, making smart food choices, and getting enough sleep are all ways to take care of your body every single day as you age. Now there is an easy way to help take care of your brain, too, by adding Prevagen, a proven brain health supplement, to your daily routine. In a clinical trial, taking one Prevagen a day has been shown to improve short-term memory. Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
If I'm not commuting anymore, where do I really want to live?
While you handle life's questions, Merrill Guided Investing helps you manage your portfolio and invest for your next move with the option to work with an advisor at a low cost and minimum. Merrill, a Bank of America company. Visit MerrillEdge.com/investinggoals to get started today.
Investing involves risk. Merrill Lynch, Pierce Fenner & Smith Incorporated, both a registered broker-dealer and investment advisor, member SIPC. Investment products are not FDIC insured or not bank guaranteed and may lose value.
All right, time for Insight and Inside Stories. Thanks to Michael Harrison, who's the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, here with us every week at this time to go through the list of stories that his staff has researched and the people that are being discussed all the time. It's been a long tradition on this program, and we continue. So, Michael, you want to start and go where you want to go? Do what you want to do. That sounds like a song.
All right, I will, and I've got the 10 most talked about stories. I got to tell you, first of all, are you hearing me loud and clear? Because we're
very
on a,
well.
A different system because of the weather.
Yes.
So I'm on a reduced technology, but hopefully it's working.
Yeah, no, it's fine.
At number 10, we have U.S. foreign policy, and that's tied specifically with U.S.-China relations. At number 9, we have social media bias and discussion of how it relates to the First Amendment in the 21st century. At number 8, we have immigration reform brought back to the front burner because of Biden's executive orders that are basically reversing a lot of former President Trump's positions on immigration. At number 7, we have race relations and police reform, which is just a perennial tandem of topics. They seem to go hand in hand. At number 6, severe winter weather all across the nation. The Texas power crisis has become an enormously important issue, and climate change, the background issue, is no longer in the background. At number 5, we have three interesting characters, Andrew Cuomo, Gavin Newsom, and Ted Cruz, all men who harbor presidential ambitions, all men who are under fire. At number 4,
appropriately so.
Boy, oh boy.
Jesus. Well, that might be
clowns. I'm glad it's bipartisan, too. That, you know, it comes in all shapes and sizes and party labels.
Yep.
The economy and the education crisis, they're actually tied together, and they're both at number 4. Number 3, and a story that just it turned my week upside down. I mean, I literally think I broke the Guinness Book of Records for the more interviews back-to-back in a two-day period than anybody's ever done. I mean, into the night, all night long.
That's because of your position. I'm running the talk, Talkers Magazine. That's the Bible of the industry, and everybody wants to come to you to get your thoughts.
Yes, and the topic is the death of Rush Limbaugh. I forgot to mention that. Yeah. So, Rush Limbaugh, we knew he was going to die. I mean, it was basically, you know, out there, but when it happened, it came as a shock.
I'll tell you an eerie story about that with me when we get to him after you get
okay.
finished with the story.
All right, number two is another major, major bunch of topics. The GOP power struggle. The Capitol insurrection investigation, which is ongoing, and the aftermath of the impeachment. But the power struggle between the side of the Republican Party that wants to be traditional and go forward and get back to its roots and have some fresh blood, and the part that wants to remain under the control of Donald Trump. And Trump and McConnell are at each other's throats, and it's a problem for the average Republican trying to run their career in politics. Not an easy decision. And number one, COVID-19, the vaccines, the stats, and talk about the variants and all of that. COVID-19 is the number one topic. And that also ties into almost everything else, including the economy. You want to do the people?
Please.
Okay, number 10, Bill Gates. Number 9, Gavin Newsom. 8, Ted Cruz. 7, Andrew Cuomo. You got Ron DeSantis and Nikki Haley at number 6. You have Matt Gaetz and Kevin McCarthy at number 5. Rush Limbaugh is at 4. Number 3, Mitch McConnell, Nancy Pelosi. Number 2, Joe Biden. Number 2 and number 1, Donald Trump. So Biden's president, but Trump is still number 1 in terms
of... Is that
of,
interesting? Yeah. What's
well, I mean, it's not surprising, I mean, but it is interesting.
Yeah. So the headline this week at Talkers Magazine is the story reads, Industry Mourns Rush Limbaugh. He, at the age of 70, passing away on Tuesday. His wife goes on the program at noontime and tells the audience that he's dead. And then from that point to this, you have been interviewed dozens and dozens of times. I know I called you the other day, and it was a short conversation, and I understood. I get what's going on, and it's appropriate. I think no matter whether you're a fan of Limbaugh's or not, there are a lot of things that have been said, maybe some things that need to be repeated from your experience. I kind of want to go through, I've got a few stories of my own, some of which I have told, some of them I haven't, but I would like to go back to the beginning. When you first, as the editor of Talkers, when you first came across Rush Limbaugh, what was your first experience? What do you remember most about the first either encounter or conversation you had with Limbaugh when he got started?
Well, when I first came across Rush Limbaugh, I wasn't even the editor of Talkers. Limbaugh was on the air for about a year and a half before we started Talkers. And
that's true.
I heard him. I remember hearing Limbaugh on the air and saying to myself, who the hell is this? Like, what is this? First time I heard the Beatles or something that's a breakthrough. You think back to the first time you encountered something that goes on to become an iconic institution in your life that you're so used to. Even the name Rush Limbaugh sounded so exotic. It amazes me, even today, some people can't pronounce his name. Like I noticed in all the interviews, some people said, so what's your opinion about Rush Limbaugh or Limbaugh? Or, you know,
really?
It was an unusual, so it was an unusual voice. His voice was big. It sounded larger than life. My friends, you know. And the thing that I noticed most was he made talk radio sound good. He made talk radio sound like radio, as opposed to guys on a platform talking about stuff who had no connection to the symphony that is a radio continuum, the sound of a station, the sound of a show, the flow of one element to another. Limbaugh just mastered that. That was my first encounter with that. When I started Talkers in 1990, he already was on the scene and basically relative to what grew a handful of stations. And of course, that was one of our major trends that we tracked. And I spoke to Limbaugh for the first time in, I would say, the early fall of 1990 when I interviewed him for Talkers. And I have that interview on a cassette because we did it for
free. Do you?
Yeah. I'm going to put it out in the coming weeks again as my podcast. So I'll keep your listeners on that, you know.
Yeah. All right. So I want to continue in this vein, though, because he's so important for so many different reasons. But I want to hear more stories from you as to, over the years, what Talkers has done with and for Limbaugh as we continue on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Doug Steffen and Michael Harrison, 21 after the hour.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
All right, now it's back to our Talk Radio Countdown Show with Michael Harrison, publisher, editor of Talkers Magazine. I'm Doug Steffen. The other stories, you know, this week is just a variation of many weeks before. With, you know, the COVID focus and what's going on in politics and the economy and who's the bad guy this week, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. The one twist may be the weather in Texas. I think that is something that we haven't had in the forefront for obvious reasons because it just happened. One of the things, I'm just going to throw this out for you and then we get back to Limbaugh. I was listening to an ad for Sea Crane Radio, which is a popular advertiser on a lot of the late night programs around the country. And so here we are with, we've moved into the era of modern technology and we got all of this stuff going, cars that are electric and we need to have electric this and electric that. Well, you know what? About 18 million people went 4 or 5 days, some longer, some don't even have their power now. So those of you who are listening who are fancy and you bought a new electric car, how's this working for you? And if you don't have, you can't listen to Alexa or any of these other things because you got no power. Where's that battery-powered radio? Oh, I don't have one. Oh, gee, I wonder if maybe I ought to go get one. Can you even find them anymore, Michael?
Yeah. Well, you know, a radio, the definition of radio as an appliance has certainly gone through changes. And yeah. a lot of people think that their smartphone is a radio. And I find myself doing that, too. You know, I actually think when I listen to a lot of radio on the smartphone, put the speaker on, reminds me of my growing up days when I listened to transistor radios and our ear was used to hearing that small little speaker. We're going back to that. Have you noticed that we're less we're less discerning about the hi-fi stereo quality of our signals. Back in the 70s, we had giant speakers that covered the entire living room wall.
Boom boxes everywhere.
Woofers and tweeters, and
yep.
And we were into fidelity and how big your speakers were, and how now we're back to the transistor radio days. But the issue is that's facing the radio business is what kind of appliances will people be listening on, and how do we measure audience size? And that's what we're going through right now. And how do we sell it? How to monetize the new digital platform? But beyond that, I mean, my gosh, it's so much easier now to be a listener and to be a broadcaster than it was back in the glory days of AM radio.
You say something that sort of fits into the Rush Limbaugh story, in a sense. The question has come up, again, there's so many ancillary stories that I want to get to as time allows here on this week's program about Rush. The business about the playing back, people have asked, you know, what are they going to do? And they have said, and I think you can corroborate this, that the company that syndicated him, they have, as you would imagine, thousands and thousands and thousands of hours of audio from Limbaugh over the years. He's been on the air for 33rd year. And so they're going to use that as they can to apply to issues that are going on in whatever day the show is, you know, whatever Monday's issue is. So we're going to dig out some old Rush Limbaugh thoughts about that. I don't know who the guy is who's the sort of referee of this. I don't know what his name is. I'm blanking on it. I knew who it was, but there's going to be a guy with a voice who's going to say, this is the issue, here's what Rush had to say about it. And that's basically what they're going to do in that time period, sort of till further notice, right?
Yeah, that's their plan. Is it James Golden that's doing it?
Maybe.
Who's been his producer over the years? It really
yeah,
is
I
a
think
job
maybe it is. Yeah,
it is
right.
For a producer. It's a great producer job. After the break, I'll tell you my thoughts about it.
Yeah, okay, and whether or not it's good. And then some of the broadcasters who will rename, well, I've mentioned them on the air, but I won't mention them here, who have made, I think, the just horrible, the timing, the taste, bad taste in my mouth when I look at all these ads for, here's a moment for Rush, and then please take my program, you know, that kind of stuff. 28 after...
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the gold stocks boom in the U.S. markets. More stimulus and higher inflation could potentially drive gold prices to record highs in 2021. And with gold exploration stocks poised to skyrocket in the coming months, you have an opportunity to position your trades with red-hot gold exploration stock opportunities. Text the word GOLD to 48542. Get front row access to market intelligence when you text the word GOLD to 48542 and to set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode with your free subscription to the Gold Market Research Report. Text GOLD to 48542 and have this red hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the most promising gold exploration stocks, then text the word GOLD to 48542 and don't get left behind in 2021. Text GOLD to 48542.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Biden is working hard to get support for his coronavirus relief package. He went to Kalamazoo, Michigan to tour a Pfizer facility. The president says that more vaccines are coming.
Because we work together, we're now on track to have enough vaccine supply for all Americans by the end of July. It doesn't mean it'll be in all Americans' arms, but enough vaccine will be available by that time.
Back-to-back winter storms across much of the country is hampering some coronavirus vaccine shipments. 6 million coronavirus vaccine doses have been temporarily delayed. In Texas, grid operators say most customers have power again and the rolling blackouts are now not needed. This following a week of record cold, snow, and ice that triggered power outages. This is USA Radio News. As more lawmakers on both sides of the aisle call for an investigation into the handling of coronavirus nursing home deaths in New York at the beginning of the pandemic, the state's governor is now taking the blame. Governor Andrew Cuomo said his administration should have provided more information to the public sooner regarding nursing home deaths and that he takes responsibility. He also said that politics played a role in the perception of the tragedy.
We should have been more aggressive in fighting the misinformation.
This comes as Democratic Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez joined the ranks of other officials calling for an investigation into the handling of nursing home coronavirus deaths by the governor's administration. This week, the Albany Times-Union reported that the FBI and U.S. Attorney's Office in Brooklyn are also investigating. No allegations of wrongdoing so far have been made. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Four after the hour now on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen here for the week of February 15th to the 19th. Your review of the charts, Marco.
Hey, with Marco Harrio. Call me little Marco.
Where the heck did that come from? Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, is here. And yes, we have been talking about Limbaugh. Michael reminded me, I keep saying we're going to talk about him. Well, we have been talking about him. I want to bring you around to talking about the experiences. You were bringing us into your first encounters with him. But over the years, as the publisher of the industry's big newspaper, or in the newspaper anymore, it's the bugle, if you will, of what goes on in the news talk radio business, he was always on the top of everything, pretty much. How long was he the number one? You every year do the Hot 100, and he was number one pretty much.
The answer to your question is he's been number one the entire time we've been doing Talkers, with occasional little glitches here and there where he was challenged in different categories. Mm-hmm. But by and large, 99.9% of the time that we have had any kind of surveys from the start, because we didn't always do the heavy 100. It was originally the heavy 25. Yeah. And, we have different stats. And we've changed our methodology several times as we became more sophisticated at doing this. That being said and done, he's been the dominant personality in the world, the Talkers Magazine, which now is in its 31st year. He's the number one personality that we've covered during that time.
pretty amazing.
Very, very solidly, and it is pretty amazing. Also, setting the stage for you asking me questions about my relationship with him, I've had good times and bad times with him. There are times when we have been the best of friends, and there's been times when we have not gotten along. A lot of it has to do with how we've covered him in terms of those stats. But for the most part, I've had a very cordial relationship with Limbaugh, and the last time that I saw him was several years ago at a National Association of Broadcasters convention in Orlando, and he looked me in the eye, and the two of us locked eyes, and he said to me, "Michael Harrison, I want to thank you for your fairness in dealing with me in terms of how you talk about me to the press." And I said, "I only tell the truth, Rush, or at least what I think is the truth. And, of course, I'll always be fair to you. I'll be more than fair. You know, you deserve every possible courtesy and consideration for the contributions you've made to this business." And the other thing I want to say, Doug, is that I view Limbaugh from the industry perspective, because that's my business. That's my job. So I try to stay out of judgment about his politics, but rather talk about his value and accomplishments as a member of the American broadcasting community.
So this week you've been interviewed by dozens of stations. What's been the most consistent question that you've been asked?
What is the secret of his success? Why did Rush Limbaugh emerge as you know, what is it about what he did that made him so powerful and strong to be number one for so many years? And do you want my answer?
Yes, please.
Okay, as concisely as I can. One, because he comes to the table prepared. He doesn't wing it. He doesn't get on the air and decide what his flight plan will be spontaneously. He thinks it out. He spends hours for every hour on the air prepping. He knows his stuff. Sometimes he won't even talk about a hot issue if he's not fully prepared, so he doesn't go off half-baked. You may not agree with him, but he knows what he wants to say. That's one. Two, he was a disc jockey back in the golden age of radio, and he brings tremendous radio skills to the microphone that many talk show hosts don't have a clue that they're on the radio. They just think they're talking into a microphone about their politics, and it sounds flat. It doesn't sound dynamic. When he started, he was funny. He was sort of the right-wing version of Jon Stewart, and he evolved into a serious commentator whose words had consequence, and that was an interesting story arc to watch. He had passion. He loved radio. He did it against all odds. He did it deaf. He was like Beethoven. He did it while an addict of the opiate situation. He overcame that. He overcame economic boycotts. He overcame the fact that millions of people hate his guts, and he had to live behind basically, you know, gates and have bodyguards. I mean, I can go on and on with that. And he addressed a group of people that felt that they were not addressed properly by the media. They galvanized around him, and he continued to serve their interests loyally. So it's the moon and the stars lined up with this guy, and those are the reasons that I think he was successful. Oh, one more thing, important. He had original takes on every issue. He wasn't a talking points guy. Limbaugh would look at the news and come up with an angle that nobody even thought of, and then everybody else would imitate it.
Right. How is it? One of the things that I guess was troubling but interesting is how many people would copy. They were Rush wannabes, and they're still all over the place today. But they, you know, there's only one guy. No matter how you, there was one Johnny Carson. There was one Tom Brady. You know, you look at the icons of a particular business, and Limbaugh is it. More important, you know, you go back to the history, you look at the Radio Hall of Fame wall, and 283 names are up there. Back to Jack Benny and Bob Hope and people that were important to radio in the 30s and the 40s. And then, you know, some of the folks that came along after that are even still around today. But Limbaugh is certainly there. And with talkers, he won several awards and came to the talk conventions. I remember the last time he got one, and I don't remember how many years ago it was, but he came and he had his bodyguards, as you said, people around. And he sort of came in, and a lot of the people in the room wanted to talk to him, and he just didn't really want to engage because it was I think he was, I'm just going to go back a little bit to my experience with him. You know, he and I got started about the same time doing syndicated programming. He was on in August of 1988, and I started doing my morning program in October of the same year. So he and I, when we came together early on, talked about our experiences, kind of gave each other back and forth tips, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And I remember when I was doing afternoons, you may remember this, in Cincinnati at WCKY, when Rush was doing, he was at that point, this would have been 90, 91, had been on the air for 3 years, and he started doing the concert routine, I put that in quotation marks, going to visit cities and having a big crowd. I know in Cincinnati we had, we got a room in one of the insurance buildings. It was about 6,500 in the auditorium and the room was full. And I was his handler. I was his sort of bodyguard before he needed it. When he was in Cincinnati, I was with him for the entire time he was there. He was there for 3 days. And, we had meals together. I watched him work doing what you were just saying about preparing for things. You watch him and he's, busy with a knife cutting things out of newspapers and things like that, which, he and I would interrupt him when I went into the studio in the morning, just for a couple of minutes and he'd want to get back to what he was doing because, as you said, he was so serious about getting it all right, getting it down so that he didn't sound like he didn't know what he was talking about, which happens, in a lot of focus programs where, there isn't as much preparation. Limbaugh was somebody who was so serious about this, and you're so right. He so loved the business. He was fired how many times for being him? he was a newsman, I think, in Kansas City. And he would, after the news was over, he'd talk to the guy who was on the air about some of his, and the guys running the station said, stop doing that, and he wouldn't stop doing it. So, he got fired and he moved on. But it was, when he hit Sacramento, it really, he hit his stride. And, stories about him, being heard by Bruce Marr, who is a name that nobody knows in the business, but he was the most successful consultant at the time. And he knew a guy from ABC named, McLaughlin, Ed McLaughlin ran ABC and they went out on his own and they were looking for somebody to syndicate because he started with Dean Adell and he wanted a daytime show and Limbaugh came along and it was magic. They were like father and son together, although they had their issues with each other as, people that get close do. But one of the things that's in the Talkers article about him this week, Mike Kanosian, who's one of your reporters, refers to Limbaugh as talk radio's premier songwriter. There's something about this magic in that phrase, don't you think? I mean,
no doubt about it. Doubt about it. And there are parallels between different genres of media, and a conversation and a take on an issue can be compared to a song. There's a similarity. We're all singers. We're singing our songs, but only we do it in spoken word. What's the difference, really, between telling a story and singing a song? And there is a musical quality to the presentation of radio. I hear that. Some people don't even have a clue, but that this procession of sounds, this continuum, is a symphony. And I view radio that way. And I've always enjoyed, that's why I've always enjoyed radio formats, even with formats I don't care about the content. I love the musical dynamics of it.
You hit the nail on the head when you said something. Those of us who have been around for a long time, you, Limbaugh, me, and the guys at Bohannon that have been at it since the music days, we all were jocks. So we all understood the timing, how people become comfortable by listening to a presentation this way rather than that way. And those of us who, we're getting fewer and fewer of us, Bohannon and I are still in the trenches, but, there aren't a lot of guys that went through music radio to get into the world of talk. And that was so pithy what you said about that because it's so, so true. In a moment.
Yeah.
Go ahead. You want to say something?
No. Yeah. It's something that I'm glad we have a chance to tell our listeners about because some people may not think of it in those terms.
Mm-hmm. No. All right. In a moment, I want to address something else that's gone on this week. You also have a little article, not a little article, but a focus on Larry Elder and the current talkers that I think deserves a moment or two of our time. 45 after the hour, quick reminder about how easy it is to keep your nostril clean and assist your immune system every hour of the day. You take this little plastic container, little bottle, and you squirt the liquid from Clear into your nose. And Clear's main ingredient, xylitol, is known well around the country and around the world as something that naturally kills bacteria. It's Clear, spelled with an X, XLEAR.com. You can buy it on Amazon, eBay, or wherever you go, like your drugstore, grocery store, find things like that. Clear. It's clear that it's clear. Talk Radio Countdown Show, the people list this week from Talkers Magazine includes Bill Gates at number 10. He's got a lot to say on, he's objected to the permanent Facebook ban for President Trump. That's why he's on the list. Number 9, Gavin Newsom. He's there because when you see the definition of a-hole in the dictionary, there's a picture of him. Number 8, and maybe there's a picture of Ted Cruz there too. He's at number 8. Andrew Cuomo, maybe there ought to be three pictures there. He's number 7. Number 6, Nikki Haley. Number 5 is Matt Gaetz and Kevin McCarthy. Rush Limbaugh, number 4. Mitch McConnell and Nancy Pelosi are tied for the number 3 spot. Joe Biden is 2 and Donald Trump is 1. Isn't it interesting that Trump maintains, at least on news talk radio stations, the priority in conversation over Joe Biden? I suppose that that is what you might expect. So there it is, the list of the top people in discussion for the week of February 15th to the 19th, according to Talkers Magazine. Did you know that MyPillow is about more than just a fantastic pillow? MyPillow has given the same attention that they've given to their pillows now to towels and sheets. The proprietary technology in each MyPillow towel makes them highly effective because they're absorbent, soft to the touch, no lotiony feel to them. Each Giza sheet also is made with the world's best cotton, making it ultra soft and breathable. The sateen weave gives them a luxurious finish and will have you sleeping like a dream. Every product is available in a variety of colors and sizes, machine washable, durable, comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Visit MyPillow.com, learn more about it. Right now, for all of the listeners to the DJV programs, all six-piece towel sets and Giza sheets are buy one, get one free. Just use the promo code DJV at checkout. That's MyPillow.com, code DJV for buy one, get one free on all six-piece towel sets and the Giza Dream Sheets.
Faith in Lord Ego. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Hail, Lord Ego. We have faith in you. We believe in you. It doesn't matter that our brain sees and hears less than 1% of the visual and auditory spectrums. It only matters if you tell us that what we see and hear is true. You, Lord Ego, my Savior, in the massively vast universe holding more worlds and more life than I could ever fathom, you, Lord Ego, tell me that I'm the most important one. You tell me that what I know is truth. Thank you, Lord Ego, because without you, I would have to admit to others, or worse, myself, that certainty is probably an illusion designed to keep me feeling safe. No, instead, I would rather have faith in you, Lord Ego, because you assure me that I'm right about my thoughts and beliefs, and anyone who thinks differently from me is just flat out wrong. For more on the ego, and maybe even a way to question it, visit drchristianconti.com.
On the Talkers Magazine front, the top stories in order from number 10 to number 1, a foreign policy, our relationship with China, especially Russia. Number 9, the focus on social media and the people who are running the social media platforms. Immigration reform is number 8. Relationships in the country, race relationships, a hearing this week, testimony on whether or not to pay reparations to black families. Number 6 is the weather. That Texas situation with the power, wow. Number 5, politicians who are getting it in the neck. Ted Cruz, Gavin Newsom, and Andrew Cuomo. Number 4 this week on the countdown, the economy, what's going on because of COVID. Number 3, the passing of Rush Limbaugh. Number 2, the power struggle in the grand old party. And number 1, certainly, is COVID, the story list from Talkers Magazine for the week of February 15th to the 19th. You can see it posted on our Facebook page, the DJV Facebook page, or at talkers.com. All right, so this week in Talkers, I don't want to be, we've spent a lot of time on Limbaugh. There's a story about Larry Elder and his testimony before the, was it the House, I guess, Committee on Reparations. There's a bill before the Congress. Larry said something that was so Larry. I mean, you and I know him. I worked with him at KBC. I've known him for a long time. But he said the following. It is wrong to take money from people who never owned slaves and give it to people who never were slaves. There's something about that that's so captured my mind in hearing it. What about what comes of this?
Well, what comes of it is that there is a point to be taken from that, and there's also a point to be taken that the people who never owned slaves have benefited by a system where their ancestors owned slaves, and the people who never were slaves have been denied certain benefits because of the history that led to that. So there's two points of view on it, and both are valid depending upon how effectively the case is made.
Brilliantly put. See, that's why it's good that you're here, to give us that, you know, the back and forth. There it is. Michael Harris, an editor and publisher of Talkers. Find the stories about Rush at Talkers.com. 10 before the hour.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a 4-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Talk Radio Countdown Show back on the air here. With Stephen J.J. Wiseman, my favorite college professor of law, and he's also a well-known Boston area lawyer, been associated with the talk radio world for a long, long time. Actually, you know, I'm just remembering, you had a show for a while on WRKO.
I had a show on RKO for about 20 years.
Yeah, right, yep. Exactly. There, so there we go. And see, memories. Everybody's thinking about the memories of Limbaugh this week. Well, you're still with us, thank heavens. And on we go. The scammers that are connected, because your website, scamicide.com, is so informative, and because you've been declared the expert here when it comes to this sort of thing, I want to get your take on a couple of different scams that have come out this week. Certainly the Texas power outage, the problems, the reports of people being, you know, somebody will tell you, okay, call us right now and we'll get your, give us your credit card and we'll make sure you get your power back.
Yeah.
Fall for this crap, man. So what else have you got?
Well, you know, the big thing is anytime there is a natural disaster,
Scam artists, the only criminals we call artists, they have no sense of morality whatsoever.
None.
They are there. You talk about the first responders. They beat the legitimate first responders every time, and they will pose as the first responders. We will be there to get you back your heat. We'll be there to get you back your electricity. We can do this to get your water back. We just need some personal in. We're from the government. We're here to help you. You just need your personal information, your social security number, leads to identity theft. You need to give us your credit card. Bottom line is, you know, you really, whenever you're contacted by an email, a text message, or a phone, you can't be sure who's really contacting you. So particularly if someone's offering you help, even if it's during a time of great need, when they start asking for that personal information or payment, you should be skeptical and, you know, deal with FEMA, deal with your state's agency, and contact them at numbers you know are legit, because the scammers are convincing and people are vulnerable.
We were talking about viral virus scams that are virulent. I'll use the VVV here.
Yeah.
There is such a this week in Massachusetts, as you know, because you and I both live in Massachusetts, the state has everything is crumbled because they don't have it managed properly at all. And in the meantime, where people are getting frustrated, they're turning to sites. You know, somebody will call, you'll see, get an email from somebody, looks, and, well, this is from Mafufsky's insurance company, and because we have your health insurance, we can make sure you get a shot. So, again, give me your credit card number and make sure we have the right person give us your social security. That stuff is all over the place.
It is. It's really huge. It's really troublesome. And because, as you mentioned here in Massachusetts and other states as well, people are having so much difficulty with the websites not being designed well, crashing, suddenly you find one that people are telling you is working, and you give them your social security number, you give them your credit card. Bottom line is, no legitimate vaccine distribution asks for your social security number. They don't ask for your credit card. Another one I'm seeing is people, seniors, are being told that Medicare will come to your home and give you the shot.
Right.
It doesn't happen, and when they're asking for the info, they're going to come back to bite you.
Exactly. And then Valentine's week, there were all kinds of online romance scams. I'm looking at 23,768 relationship complaints reported to the Internet Crime Complaint Center this past week. And that's 5,000 more than last year at the same time.
Yeah, the incidence of romance scams, which are particularly high and bad anyway, and the amount of money that they scam people out of with these is often about 10 times that of the average scammer, but it's about doubled across the country.
Well, people who, you know, they love, I need companionship, all that stuff, so these websites, these people, they prey on this. So vigilance. Don't send them money. Don't give them personal information. You know, don't give them your profile. Don't give them your picture. Give them nothing.
And
right.
Don't accept money that they're wiring you to wire somewhere else, because these people are being used as money launderers in a lot of major international scams.
And most of them, by the way, aren't even in America. These things are set up by the Russians. Man, they're big into this stuff. The Nigerians, you know, there's not, because of the way technology is, you don't know where this stuff comes from. And
yeah,
a lot of this
stuff. Russia, there is an old Russian republic now, REL, and they are big in this, and they have a lot of college girls they recruit.
Yep, exactly. All right, there it is, the up-to-date overview of scams, etc., from Stephen J.J. Wiseman here on the Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Want to dominate the stock market in 2021? Looking for higher profit potential? With the COVID vaccines, the shifting political landscape, and a new year, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find explosive moves before they happen.
Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how. Make 2021 your year. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance and maximize your gains. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.